We'll be right back. This is a Cosmic Chill Area 54 takeover, ladies and gentlemen.
Come alive. can't get enough. I never can get enough.
Take his course, he's got the part. Band's called No No No. The song's called Pump and Blood. It's a Taken by Trees Belief remix of that. Stim and Mike here, 54 with you. Appreciate you guys tuning into the show tonight. I had Fiends, 10 Snake
the, before. The Swedes remixing the Swedes, huh?
Yeah. They like to remix each other.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool track.
Something incestuous about that, isn't there?
I like the original. The original is pretty good too. But
yeah.
Taken by Trees, great sound by those guys. Really, really enjoy that band. And we don't play a lot of their music on the show, but you know, their remix is great. It's just good stuff. Good Enough to Keep is the song by Ten Snake that we played before that. That was featuring Nile Rodgers. You might recognize some of that classic Nile Rodgers sound.
Does he have another renaissance now the last year? With
evidently.
Being, you know, being Daft Punk with Punk him. And I was actually just listening to David Bowie's Let's Dance. Came on the radio a couple days ago, and I was like, man, he's had a lot of renaissances, hasn't he? He's been around forever. Is he just lived forever?
I thought he was, you know, after that album came out, he kind of faded away. And then he came back and produced a B-52's album. Did a brilliant job on the album, but and the album didn't do so well for the B-52s because, you know, they're kind of we're always an underproduced kind of a party band. Nile Rodgers did a great job on this album. I can't remember. I think it was Whammy that he produced. Anyway, some great tracks on it that kind of just didn't that fell short, but great, you know, Nile Rodgers guitar and production feel to the album. So yeah, he's had a couple of them, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Glow is the name of that Ten Snake album that we played for you. Then we had St. Lucia, song called All Eyes on You, remixed by Pacific Air. Another great producing band that does their own stuff and great remixes. Chromeo play a song called Come Alive. That's featuring the vocals of Toro Miwa. And that's off of their forthcoming album, White Women. Start off the whole set with Norwegian Ralph Myers. It's actually Ralph Myers and the Jack Heron Band when he came out with this album, a special album. Then he switched over to just plain old Ralph Myers. Kind of fell off he kind of just started doing more alternative type of music. Kind of got away from the chill. But this was kind of a loungy album that he came out with. We play a song for you called Think Twice.
He had a special album, and he had a special EP, special single, whatever. I mean, those actually were special albums, weren't they? And he kind of went more rock or alternative, and that was kind of it for me.
He was one of the godfathers of that Norwegian chill sound when it first came out.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably got Roy Sops their start.
No doubt.
You see that they're touring with Robin? They're coming to Seattle?
I saw that.
That seems like a weird mix, though.
I think it'll work pretty good. They were kind of going that direction.
Is she opening for Roy Sop?
I think she's... Maybe they're just grouping together. They could.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
They're just going to back her up on her songs.
Is it worth a drive?
No.
Really?
Oh, she might be good, you know. I guess we have to be careful.
I'm talking about her. I'm talking about them.
I'm talking about them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Really?
We'll have to YouTube it and see what they sound like.
Last time you drove to Seattle for a show, Tim, I remember that one because I went with you.
Yes, right. That was Groove Armada.
Yeah, that was worth
well,
it, right?
Well worth the drive.
Okay. That's worth the drive.
Okay.
Then.
I forgot that we'd... That's,
you kind of have like a range, right? How far you'll drive for a
that's,
show?
That's as far as I've ever driven to go see an act in my life.
Really?
Yeah. That, you know, I...
Right, you're
you
not
know,
very
I never,
dedicated,
never
you?
Follow the dead. Nope. That's...
That's probably why we hang out together.
Yep, that's the furthest I've ever driven. It was well worth it.
Because you don't follow the dead.
I don't follow the dead. That's probably why. Yeah,
right.
It's the one thing that we have in common.
Other than that,
sky's the limit, man.
All right. All right. Well, we got some tapes here from the 77 show in Oakland.
That's right.
Yeah. Bat for Lashes. We're going to play a song off of Two Sons called Pearl's Dreams. Tim Mike with Area 54.